Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You talk to your kids about life. You talk about cars, you talk about love, school, music, movies, books, sports, sex, and even how to deal with law enforcement. So how do you talk to them about guns?
Since Newtown, it's really like constantly, every time it happens, there's just this big discussion for days.
It's almost easier to not think about it sometimes because the stress and anxiety it creates, it's unbelievable.
Now we need to talk. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Here we are in the wake of another school shooting, and lots of parents, I'm sure, are now having to have the shooting talk with their kids more often. Are you thinking about how to talk to your kids about their responsibility in these situations, about gun violence, about how they should protect themselves? We wanted to talk to a couple parents today about how they're discussing this with their kids. David Kotke is the father of a 7-year-old in Loveland, Colorado, and Annika Dane is the mother of a 13-year-old in Middletown, Connecticut.
My daughter is 13 years old in 7th grade, and over the last 2 years or so, basically when middle school started, she just started getting more and more afraid to go to school at all. There were some issues with bullying. There was an incident with a knife, and the school really tried to make her feel safe. They started up some like group therapy sessions with other girls in the school, and they gave her a pass so that she could leave class if she felt like she wasn't safe. But it just got worse and worse until the point last fall, she wasn't even willing to go out of the house at all, even to like visit friends or see family or go to the movies. So in January, I actually pulled her out of school entirely. We've just been homeschooling for this past spring semester.
And does the violence that she's witnessing in schools with these school shootings, has that also had an impact on her anxiety?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I would say that the anxiety actually started back in elementary school after Newtown, because I live in Connecticut, and there was like a policeman assigned to her elementary school. So every day I would drop her off or pick her up, you know, there would be like this police presence making it feel like it wasn't actually safe to be in school, even though he was obviously there to protect them. But for, you know, an 8-year-old, she doesn't get that. And then, you know, as the topic has really increased over the years, since Newtown, it's really like constantly, every time it happens, there's just this big discussion for days. And they have drills in school constantly. And it's become like a part of life, really, that we've accepted that this happens all the time. And I think that atmosphere, and also just the general atmosphere of like nobody really getting along and everybody arguing about what's right in general, but definitely as regards to guns, has really created like this really frightening place to be for a kid, and especially a girl.
David, I want to turn to you for a second. You also have a daughter. How does she feel being in school? Does she feel safe?
Well, my daughter's in first grade, so at this age, it's really hard to be able to have a conversation about what's going on because she's just too young to be able to handle that mentally. But as her father, I can say I don't feel safe for her based on everything that's been going on. And especially after the Newtown incident, it made me realize that no school is safe, even elementary schools. And so I don't feel that my daughter's safe at school because I know just reaching out and not getting any response from the local school board about what they're doing about it doesn't seem like anything's being done. The most response I've gotten has been from local police department, and you know, they said they're working with the school board, but it seems like it's always kind of a pass between both of them and kind of passing the buck back and forth. And it seems like the schools, they don't have the funding to pay the teachers, let alone puts bulletproof glass in doors or anything like that, or use or means that, you know, of security that could slow down an assailant and give police time to respond.
And I wonder, we heard Annika said that she pulled her daughter out of school. David, have you considered homeschooling as an option at this point?
We have. We're looking into online options, and Colorado has some online public school accredited programs and also private charter homeschooling options. You know, we refuse to live in fear and wait for it to happen in our community. And, you know, it's mind-boggling to me that there's just been such a lackadaisical approach to this whole thing. And while we're all sitting around discussing and talking about it, children are being murdered every week in this country. It's disgusting.
I'm speaking with Annika Dane and David Kottke, two of so many parents trying to figure out the best ways to talk with their children about the mass shootings. Let's circle back for a second. And I know, I'm sure when you both were growing up, and I know when I was growing up, we all used to have a talk, sort of a rite of passage, where you had the dreaded sex talk with your parents, or the talk about drugs, or, you know, all these awkward, uncomfortable conversations we have to have with our parents. And if you're a Black American, you have the talk about how to deal with law enforcement. Are we in a new place in this United States where we now have to have a mass shootings talk with our children?
I think we are. And what's disgusting to me is that we have to discern between a small mass shooting and a large mass shooting, and how it's become just so commonplace now that it's almost easier to not think about it sometimes, because the stress and anxiety it creates, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I remember when I was in high school, my biggest fear was being punched by a bully, not being shot by one.
I feel it's really important to have these discussions with my daughter, because especially with her anxiety, she finds out about these things, whether I talk to her about it or not. We don't even have like regular television news or anything, but it's everywhere online, and kids are online, whatever you do. And she speaks with, like, she has a friend who lives in Florida. And so it was like she had a whole conversation with her for hours, her friend, even though she was nowhere near Parkland. Just the idea that it was her state was really frightening. And Eris was like the person that she reached out to. And Eris was like, yeah, it happened in my state too. And it's like really depressing to me that these, you know, 13-year-olds are having this conversation about how common it is. And so I don't want them to be like just discussing it amongst themselves. I think it's important for me to be able to come in and say, we are trying to make it safer. And that's why, you know, all of these different programs are happening. And that's why, like, you have these drills, and it's not to make you more scared. It's to try to make you feel like they can handle it. And, you know, when she was in school, if anything ever happened, you know, whether it was a shooting or like a tornado or whatever, I would be immediately there, and I would get to you and just make her feel like that she has that connection. But it's terrifying for me to think about if I ever actually had to do that. Like, I have an anxiety attack too, because I don't want to think about how horrible that would be, and how many parents are actually having to do it every day.
And David, you mentioned being, you know, when you were in high school or junior high school, I'm sure I similarly had similar experiences. The worst thing was getting bullied and maybe getting punched, you know, a physical fight or something like that. This is now elevated to a level in the United States that we're seeing children essentially killing children. Do either of you have any sense where this is coming from? Whether it's culturally in the United States, can parents do more? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
I mean, I personally think that gun culture in America has pretty much just gotten out of control. It's a braggadocious type thing where people like to brag about their guns. They like to put stickers on their cars with assault rifles and NRA. And, you know, I think it's just an utter lack of respect for life. And, you know, people value their guns and their rights to own any kind of weapon they want over human life. And that's a real problem. We can point it to one thing or another. And some people like to blame video games. Some people like to blame movies. I've heard people blame abortions and broken households and families that don't have fathers as reasons. I mean, some of the reasons are utterly ridiculous, and some of them might merit a little more attention. But I do know one thing. I think people, particularly gun owner, owning households, and people who have this braggadocious sense about guns and kind of view them as toys, we really need to scrutinize them more. And, you know, public enemy number one is with the white male with an assault rifle, you know, not a Middle Eastern terrorist. And, you know, things definitely have changed in this country. And I think we're all kind of reeling as to what to do and what to make of it, because no matter what laws we pass, there's still going to be a wash of guns in America.
David Kottke is a father of a 7-year-old in Loveland, Colorado, and Annika Dane is the mother of a 13-year-old in Middletown, Connecticut. Thanks to you both for sharing your story.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you.
And parents, we want to keep hearing from you. How do you talk to your kids about guns? Have you ever been worried about the risks your own child might pose to his or her peers?
Hi, this is Frances Arujo from Providence, Rhode Island. And yes, I worried about my teenage son because I know young boys are heedless and headstrong. They have a tendency to take risks that older men or older women certainly don't. There are many indications of this. Insurance rates are higher for young boys, and they have more spinal injuries than other groups of people. So, yes, I worried. I worried during the teenage years for my son.
Hi, my name is Doris, and I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina. My daughter and son-in-law are both high school teachers. I have heard too many times for my comfort. I have the student who definitely has issues. Out of all my students, that's the one that would do something like shoot up the school. If a parent is told there are concerns regarding their child, we need to give them real support and have readily available resources. We also need to hold them accountable. Ignoring a problem does not make it go away.
You know, if you have a child that you're worried about or you think they have mental health issues, you need to try to get them the help or scream until someone listens and they get you the help. And that person shouldn't have a gun. But I'm not willing to give away or get rid of my arms because there's mental health people out there. I need to be protected, and I think I might be the one that protects others one day.
You're telling us how you talk to your kids about guns, and we got this message from someone in Philadelphia. My daughter is graduating from high school this year and had real fear that this could happen at her school. We talked about how this is a condition of a person's soul. It's an ethical issue. And this came to us from Anoka, Minnesota. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and these shootings have really affected her. I used to have a handgun in the house, locked and stored appropriately, but have since gotten rid of it and no longer have any firearms in the house. I think we both feel better without them. You can always call us to weigh in on this topic at 877-8-MY-TAKE or tweet us at The Takeaway, and please use the hashtag #TheGunTalk. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway.